laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Legendary singer, actress, and animal rights activist Doris Day has died at 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation confirming she passed away early today at her home in Carmel Valley, California. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was originally to be in Moscow today, but he called off that stop and is instead in Brussels, where he's to meet with European leaders to discuss Iran, among other things. EU Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini says the member nations are not going to back down from their support of that Iranian nuclear deal that the U.S. is no longer part of.
It has been and continues to be for us a key element of non-proliferation, the non-proliferation architecture both globally and in the region. So we'll continue to support it as much as we can.
After Brussels, tomorrow Pompeo will head to Sochi, Russia to meet with President Vladimir Putin. Actress Felicity Huffman set to appear in a federal courtroom in Boston today to enter a guilty plea for her role in the college admissions scandal. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Defense Secretary Robert Gates saying the Taliban is still a threat if the U.S. withdraws troops from Afghanistan. On CBS's Face the Nation, Gates saying Sunday the Trump administration must be assured that the Afghan government will be stable if the U.S. is going to withdraw its 12,000 troops. Gates saying there could be grave consequences to a premature withdrawal. A Democratic presidential hopeful is among those calling for more regulation on Facebook. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vincent with more.
After Facebook co-founder Chris Hughes called for the social media company to be broken up, California Democratic Senator Kamala Harris told CNN's State of the Union that breaking up Facebook needs to be seriously looked at.
There are very few people that can actually get by and be involved in their communities or society or in whatever their profession without somehow, somewhere using Facebook. It's very difficult for people to be engaged in any level of commerce without. We have to recognize it for what it is. It is essentially a utility that has gone unregulated.
In a New York Times piece Thursday, Hughes said co-founder Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into an innovation suffocating monopoly and lamented the company's slow response to Russian agents, violent rhetoric, and fake news.
And the top movie in the U.S. and Canada over the weekend, still Avengers Endgame. Second was Pokemon Detective Pikachu. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
Local weather at HuntertonChamberRadio.com, 47 degrees outside our studios right now. Raining out there, very light mist out there. Although it could be heavy at times, highs will reach the upper 40s, and then rain continuing on into the night, lower 40s, not too much of spread today. Chance of showers on Tuesday, otherwise cloudy, high in the 50s. Slight chance of showers Tuesday night, and clearing up for Wednesday, looks like, high near 65. Chance of showers Wednesday night. Lows will be in the 50s. Again, sunny on Thursday. I could get near to 70. Sunny again on Friday, Saturday. Lows will be in the 70s. Highs will be in the 70s during the day. Lows will be in the 50s. So with all this rain we've had, looks like right to the weekend, clear it up. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hey, welcome to Chef Bill's Table. I'm your host, Chef Bill Kinslow, here. Been at Jake's Restaurant in town here for over 28 years. And I'm getting together on Mondays or whenever you like, talk about mostly food, food celebrations, holidays. Just went through the Mother's Day. Hope everybody had a relaxing time and enjoyed yourselves. I'm sure all the restaurants were busy. Although I did notice yesterday a lot of people getting food to go. It seems to be a trend now with people wanting to restaurant quality food, or they don't have time to cook, or you just want a treat. Sometimes you don't want all the cleanup afterwards, right? The shopping and the cleanup. And plus, you can customize. Everybody can get what they want. You know, not locked into one main meal anymore. So it's all good out there, right? If you have a nice, relaxing time at home and have somebody else do the cooking, what's better than that, right? So I'm thinking now, of course, spring, and a couple of popular items. Asparagus, of course, is the asparagus and peas, you know, or an artichokes, things like that, the spring vegetables. Asparagus, we've always featured at Jake's, across the menu, whether an appetizer in pastas, as a side dish, or offered with in combination with other things, it's available year-round. California, of course, the big producer, and then from usually Chile, somewhere South America, usually Chile in the wintertime. The asparagus, it's not consistently priced year-round, sometimes a little more expensive than others, but it's always a treat. It's a fairly easy vegetable. You don't really have to, not too much to the preparation. You really, one of those you don't really want to overcook. Frozen asparagus available all the time. The spear is not a bad substitute. It's already been blanched, so the texture, and then from the freezing, will be a little softer. If you're serving the asparagus chilled, of course, you like to use fresh and just blanch it. Don't overcook it. Keep it a little bit crisp, tender. Canned asparagus, obviously, you know, it's the green vegetables are tough in the can. Although for years, the white asparagus in the can, I guess that holds up pretty well. White asparagus doesn't have quite as much flavor as green asparagus. So we like to use the green. And then, of course, salmon. Salmon, be fast. If not, it's probably still not as popular as shrimp, but, boy, I'll tell you, it's everywhere. Across all menus, from casual to fine dining, salmon has really become a staple, even in a steakhouse. If they may not have that many seafood offerings, but besides the lobster and shrimp, you almost certainly see salmon. It's rich, it's got good fat content, it's available all the time. The price for the the farm salmon or the Pacific Alaskan salmon, which a lot of it goes into the freezer, it's highly seasonal, it's always a good value. native to the northern hemisphere, although Chile does produce farmed salmon. We prefer to get ours from either Canada or Scotland or Norway. Keep it a little bit closer to home. And we make sure that the farming is sustainable and not causing a lot of pollution. I know fish farming got a bad reputation for years. And producers now really have reacted to the marketplace and really taking care with the way the fish are treated and, pollution that can occur in Norway or Scotland, for example. They'll be like its own ecosystem. They'll just use part of the ocean, and then the mussels and shellfish are filtering the water. You have this whole nice thing going on where it's not creating more problems than it solves. Sometimes that happens. We solve a problem and it creates other issues. So salmon, for the most part, of course, eastern salmon won't really see any wild anymore. It's it was fished out. I mean, and years ago too, it was fished out in Europe. The wild salmon. The combination of just overfishing and dams being built on rivers. Salmon have to swim upstream to spawn. They live in fresh water, and then they go to the ocean to mature, and then they come back. And, of course, they were always very easy to catch. They're swimming up the river, and they're nice and fat. They've got, of course, all the energy stored to make that trip upstream, so that's when the fish was real good. So now it's the East Coast, of course, we're all getting farmed salmon. West Coast, still, there's wild salmon, and now with the labeling laws, you know, make sure that there's honesty in where the salmon's coming from. But highly seasonal and expensive. Although Alaska does produce a lot, and much of that goes in the freezer. Salmon does freeze very well also. You know, for when I was young, of course, canned salmon was what you had off-season, but really not much of a need for that anymore. The freezing technology now, and the shipping easily, you get a very, very good, reliable product all the time. And most often, you'll be able to find fresh farm-raised salmon. The eastern folks prefer kind of the fattier species that we have here. Some of the salmon on the west coast, some of it can be pretty lean. Although a big king salmon can be have some nice marbling in it. Its marbling is almost like meat. And it gives it its flavor. It's very kind when cooking. We like our salmon a little bit undercooked, and you can have it rare, you can have it raw. Or if you happen to overcook it and flake it, it still has good flavor. So we're going to many dishes combine the two, salmon and asparagus. Good combination. They complement each other. Slight bitterness of the asparagus, and you've got the rich fat flavor of the salmon. We'll look at the different forms briefly and then run through some ideas, some favorites that we've had at the restaurant over the years, combining salmon and asparagus. And then some ideas should be a good part of your diet. Rich, of course, the vitamin A, beta-carotene. It's, we say the darker the color in the food, the more nutrients, and salmon certainly fits the bill there. We'll be back after a couple of messages at Chef Bill's Table and talk about salmon and asparagus.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Table here, back at Chef Bill's table. So with salmon, so we're first, of course, we always, I believe, great cooking starts with great ingredients and selecting the proper ingredient for your purpose is what's going to directly affect your results. So salmon, so we look in the marketplace, of course, whole salmon available. And in the hotels, we would poached salmon for buffet work, really the most flavor comes from poaching a whole salmon. Now you need a big vessel to do it. It's, you know, a fairly large fish. Of course, you know, make sure it's scaled and everything and cleaned. It used to actually cost us more to get the salmon with the head on than with the head off. And I guess because you're, you know, shipping, it's weight. But we would, for presentation purposes, use the head-on salmon. So we would poach it in what's called a court bouillon, slightly acidulated water, a little white wine and lemons, some bay leaf and parsley, peppercorns, flavor it up a little bit. When you're poaching any fish or meats, you want to flavor the liquid. You don't want to just put it in plain water. So you can get whole salmon if you're doing something roasting, or a barbecue. Whole fish is it's preferable. It doesn't look as pretty in the end when you're serving it because you're kind of cutting off chunks of it. It doesn't look as pretty as steaks or fillets for individual portions, but for flavor, much better. So that's one decision to make. The salmon steaks, which are a cross section from up near the collar, front of the fish, and you'll notice that there's the one backbone going down the middle. There might be a couple of little pin bones in there, but pretty much except for the center is boneless, but it tapers down the belly, and the belly is a little fattier than the rest of it. So when you're cooking, of course, even if the thinner pieces get a little bit more cooked, it's fine. The fat content allows it to still be nice and tender. Won't dry out. The steaks are nice, again, easy to handle. If you're grilling those or you have to handle them, we like to kind of fold belly pieces up so they're and secure them with a toothpick so they're closer to the rest of the parcel there. There's the cross section. Just easier flipping. You don't want pieces falling off. What we do at the restaurant is we take the filet, which is the boneless side, and we will skin it, and we'll cut a thick filet, and then what we do is what we call butterfly. We'll go down almost through to the skin side, or what was the skin side, and you'll see a little bit of dark there. That's fine. And then we'll just fold it in half so it looks like a steak, but it's boneless. And the advantage to that is, of course, you don't have the skin, you don't have the bones, very easy to serve. It does make for nice uniform cooking. You'll notice the front of the fish with the along where the belly is, of course, if you do a slab or a fillet, there's a thick part and then it tapers down into the belly. Again, that can tend to overcook because of the fat content. It's not terrible, but we like the even cooking. We do it on a cedar plank, so it really it's done in the oven, but it picks up a little bit of the flavor. Plus, the baking it on the wood slows down the heat a little bit, so it's not getting too scorched on the bottom. So it's a little bit gentler, even though it's a very hot oven. You can do that over charcoal also on cedar plank. Over a gas grill if you want to pick up that smoke flavor. But it does work. You don't have to worry about it sticking to the grill. We like to preheat the cedar plank, get a little smoke coming off it, and then we'll lightly oil it and put the filet on there. It really keeps it from overcooking. So probably what you're going to do is either buy a steak or a filet, or if you're doing, even if you're roasting for a party, if you don't want to do a whole fish, if you take a whole side or part of a side, that would work very well too with the skin on. You can always take the skin off before you serve it, although crispy salmon skin is a nice little snack, just like trout skin. It is edible, so if you're a fan of that, save the skin and fry it up a little bit more and like potato chips. So, say you're getting into grilling. So grilled salmon, very good. Make sure your grate is clean. You want to use some oil or the vegetable spray. Or sometimes there are fish racks you could put on there. There's these pads now that kind of cover the grates. You still get the grill marks, but it's like doing it in a cast iron, like a grill pan. I like the salmon, of course, the smoked salmon, very good with the flavor. I like that light smoke from grilling the salmon. So, simply done, one of our favorite ways, and we serve this actually with grilled asparagus. We'll talk a little bit about asparagus, how to prepare it. We use a Carolina-style mustard sauce and some Old Bay seasoning, and that combination seems to work pretty well. So we have the salmon fillet, and again, a nice clean grill. We grill over we have the permanent briquettes. So make sure to have your grates clean and oiled, and the salmon goes on the grill. Now, we'll flip it, once or twice. You can actually finish it in the oven if you like. Keeps it from drying out. But after we've flipped it, and before finishing in the oven, we'll sprinkle on Old Bay seasoning, and then we will put on a Carolina-style yellow mustard barbecue sauce. And that, it's got the sweet, it's got the acid in it, and perfect foil for the richness of the salmon. So this one, I think you can probably buy that style of sauce, Carolina Gold, one of those things. Or you can make your own using actually the yellow mustard. So if you have a cup of yellow mustard, you'll need some honey and some brown sugar, maybe a quarter cup of each. And then, of course, a half cup of cider vinegar to balance that out. Just a little squirt of ketchup in there for a little tomato richness. A couple of teaspoons of Worcestershire sauce. You can flavor it with some garlic and onion granulated if you like. Of course, a little black pepper. And then for some heat, either some hot pepper flakes or one of my favorites is the chipotle Tabasco, because it's got that smoke flavoring to it. So you've got yourself, and this, you just would simmer this till everything's dissolved, your sugar and everything gets all mixed together. And that gets brushed onto the salmon filet after you've seasoned with the Old Bay, and then glazed in the oven. And you've got a nice, I know there's a lot of barbecue sauces out there. This Carolina Gold seems to be developing a little following. People are using it as a sauce or a dip for other things. It's pretty good. That combination of sweet, sour, mustard, of course, always a favorite condiment. And this one, you know, no fat in it. You've got a little sugar in there, but there's no fat, so it's one of those, you're using a relatively fatty fish, so you want a sauce that's not too fatty. We'll serve this with grilled asparagus. You can grill the asparagus at the same time. Simply, you trim off the tough end. We always like to snap it where the resistance happens. And then, it's rinsed off and then just oiled and salt and pepper. And you char it a little bit. You don't want it too cooked. You want the asparagus to still remain a little bit crispy. And then whatever you're serving with it, whether it's rice, whether it's potatoes, of course, this time of year, get some nice new potatoes. You can't go wrong. Another dish that was on our early menus, we still will make it on request using smoked salmon and asparagus. We called it penne papar. We used the absolute papar vodka. We wanted that little bit of spice in there. And this is simply, if you're familiar with a vodka sauce, kind of a light tomato sauce. And instead of wine, you use vodka. And it's alcohol kind of bridges that gap between fats and proteins. And if you just took a plain tomato cream sauce versus a vodka sauce, there is a difference. Even though the alcohol, most of it's burned out, it just helps everything on the palate come together. So we start the vodka sauce with shallots instead of onion, because shallots kind of melt a little bit better after they're cooked. Minced shallot, garlic, and then tomato fillets. You can buy the canned tomato. We look for the strips. You could use fresh peeled tomato fillets also, Roma tomatoes if you like. But we use the canned tomato fillets, and then you add your vodka, let the alcohol burn off a little bit. Any herbs that you'd like in there, whether you could stick with just straight basil or you could use a combination of Italian herbs. Check for your salt and pepper. If you use the papar vodka, of course, you might, that's got a good heat to it. You might not need any black pepper. And once the tomato sauce is made, it's very quick. Add some heavy cream. Now, cheese you don't really need with smoked salmon. It's salty enough. So we have this vodka sauce, and then it's simply at that point just heavier asparagus. We like to blanch the asparagus first for this instead of using raw. It's a little bit less bitter. So we have our asparagus cut into about an inch and a half pieces, and we cut them at a slight angle. We pair it with penne pasta, so we want to make the asparagus kind of look like the penne quills. And we use a penne rigatti, so the ridged penne, so the sauce sticks better. But you simply saute the asparagus. You could put a few fresh tomatoes in there. That's what we'll do at the restaurant. A few diced Roma tomatoes and some chopped smoked salmon. Simply saute that. If your vodka sauce is already made, you can then just add the vodka tomato sauce and finish with the cream, or if the cream is already in it, then just simmer those ingredients. Your smoked salmon doesn't really need to be cooked. And you've got your blanched asparagus. You've got a little texture with the raw tomatoes. And you've got a quick pasta dish. But the smoked salmon, it was kind of a substitute. If you think of classic vodka sauce with the prosciutto and peas, what we did basically was we took, the smoked salmon instead of the prosciutto. And the peas would certainly work in this, but we like the asparagus. Again, that nice combination, a little more elegant, makes it nicer, the salmon, the asparagus. We've got a break for news, and we'll get back at the table and look at a couple of other favorites from Jake's at Chef Bill's Table.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has been down over 500 points this morning as China's retaliating with tariffs of its own on U.S. goods after President Trump increased tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods on Friday. Now the Chinese say they're going to start setting tariffs of between 5% and 25% on $60 billion worth of U.S. goods, effective the 1st of June. While many lawmakers, including even Republicans, are urging the president to change course with the tariffs, his top economic advisor Larry Kudlow says,
"The tariffs are part of negotiations, and they show that we do mean business, and we will take action."
Kudlow was speaking on Fox News Sunday. The Supreme Court's ruling that iPhone users can sue Apple over App Store prices, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Here we are back at Chef Bill's Table here. The Chamber office in beautiful downtown Flemington, New Jersey. So just a word on asparagus. When you're buying it, we use the large asparagus. Sometimes people, many things you think, well, smaller is more tender and tastier, but case of asparagus, just like lobsters, the bigger actually has more flavor. Now, there's the pencil asparagus, there's standard, there's large, extra large, jumbo, depending on where it's coming from, the grading is a little bit. We pretty much do large, extra large works for us because it holds up well on the grill. We do blanch quite a bit of it for use, of course, garnishing a crab Louis salad, or we have the tips that we put in with our vodka sauce, or as a vegetable, a steamed asparagus. If it's blanched first, of course, for our service, then it's very fast to serve the guest. Goes alongside our lobster mac and cheese. We use it across the whole menu. It's a popular vegetable for us. So For grilling it, of course, you don't need to blanch it. If you're French frying it, which is a kind of a treat if you have the wherewithal to tackle deep frying or even shallow frying, but we used to serve that at Chatfield's, French fried asparagus, as a snack. Calls for double breading. We use the raw asparagus, and again, you're going to snap the asparagus where naturally happens, the tough stem, and usually it's, you know, a couple of inches depending on the season. Probably, you know, 30% of the stalk there is going to come off, maybe 25%. So remember that when you're buying it too. If you're going by how many pounds or how many ounces you need, you are going to lose a little bit. So we have the spears, and we like to, I mean, for our purposes, we'll trim them to an even length. Of course, at home, you don't want to waste anything, so you're not as concerned about that. We will steam the asparagus for 5 minutes and then chill it in cold water. You can parboil it same way. 3 or 4 minutes, I've done them in a skillet, kind of spread them out a little bit, and you can check them. You don't want them to be still a snap to them. You want them to be able to bend. You want them a little pliable, but not so soft that they're limp. You want to be able to save some of that texture. So if you have fresh asparagus, again, look for nice closed tips on them. You don't want things that are kind of raggedy and starting to wither on you. Most of the stores will store it in some water. We always store ours. We cut the off the base there and keep them in a little inch or so of water, so it keeps them fresh. Keeps the color a lot nicer. And once you have these spears blanched, then they're ready for recipes. So whether you're serving them chilled, whether you're adding them to something, takes away that initial bitterness, sets the color nicely, which is good. If you're, rather than hold the asparagus too many days in the refrigerator, cook them right away, get them blanched, and then you've set the color there. Always a good snack too, right? I know there are salads out there that use a raw shaved asparagus, which is nice, you know, different way of having it, but we like to serve it. I even, during the holiday, Christmas, you know, I always, instead of a lot of different raw vegetables, I'll simply do the chilled asparagus. It goes well with a honey mustard or vinaigrette, anything you like. Also a good ingredient in salads. So good thing to keep on hand.
How did I get here? What have I done?
So another favorite recipe that Mr. Menu, and we still do it on request, guests still request it, a potato-crusted salmon. You know, the early French version of the dish, people would, the chefs would take slices, thin slices of Idaho potatoes and kind of overlap them, so what it would do is replicate the scales of a fish, and they would put a fish fillet in there, wrap it with these sliced potatoes. The natural starch helps things stick together, and then gently pan fry it. The slices become a nice golden brown. You've got that potatoes are kind of protecting the fish so it's not overcooking, and you've got a beautiful thing. So what we did, we had, you know, of course, we had baked potatoes back then. We always had some nice Idahos on hand. I like for this dish to make hash browns. I always like to cook the potatoes first. We've done them with raw potatoes, and it's okay, like a rusty, but my preference is to have a cooked potato. And you could steam them or bake them or even microwave them, but you don't want them so baked that they're really collapsing. You want them still a little texture. But the baked potato, you've driven out some of the moisture, you get a better browning with the hash brown. So you have some shredded, cooked Idaho potatoes. And for this one, we use salmon fillets. And they can be probably around 6 ounces or 7 ounces is fine. We like them from the, again, from the front of the fish. That little thicker fillet is better. If you like leaner fish, then you take the more from the tail section. So we need some clarified butter or neutral oil. And with this dish, we would serve a melted leek cream with broccoli in it. Could very easily be done with asparagus. Leek cream, you've got that different onion. It's not, you know, we'll use scallions if we don't have leeks. It's, you want that gentle onion flavor. The leeks really have a unique flavor. If you get a couple of large leeks, what we do is, of course, we split them in half lengthwise and rinse them, make sure there's no sand in them. We use all of the white and still a little bit of the green. The green gets a little tough, so you don't want to use too much. But you want some of the color in there. If you don't want to split them in half lengthwise, make sure they have a good soak in cold water. Good rinsing. You don't want the grit in there. We like to split them, though. Guarantees it. So you thinly slice them. We'll start gently sautéing these leeks. And then add some white wine and salt and pepper. We don't want them to brown. We want melted. We want them very, very soft, but we don't want to caramelize them. So if you have to splash a little bit of water in there, that's fine. It'll evaporate. You've got your salt and pepper, and we'll just gently simmer them. You know, it's 10, 12, could be even as much as 15 minutes. But you want them very soft. Now, at that point, you've got all that flavor. You've got the wine, everything reduced, a cup of heavy cream, and you don't want it. You don't need starch in there. You don't need it to get too thick. If you want to enrich it with a pat of butter, that's fine. But if you have this leek cream off to the side, what we'll do is gently warm that, and then you can add your vegetable garnish, which, again, broccoli works well, but the asparagus would be even better, just to warm it up in the leek cream. So for the salmon, you've got your shredded potatoes, and we would do this in the 9-inch nonstick pan, small pan. So put your oil or butter in there, and a thin layer of these potatoes, just as if you were going to make a, say, a hash brown patty. So you cover the bottom of the pan, big enough to hold the fish. You start cooking the potato, and right away, you'll season the fish, put the fillet right, the skin side, what was the skin side would be up. So you put the fillet in there, and you're going to let it cook gently on the stovetop until the potatoes are nice and brown. And even though they're cooked potatoes, there's still enough starch in there, these potatoes will hold together. So you'd end up with looking like a nice hash brown patty. And you shake the pan, make sure nothing's sticking. Add a little more butter if you need to. Once the potatoes are nicely browned and you'll see the fish is starting to cook about halfway, we flip it over with a spatula. Everything should stay together at this point. If a little bit of potato falls off, just kind of piece it back together. And then finish them in the 450-degree oven. You'll need, of course, a skillet that doesn't have a plastic handle. Alternately, if you did want to do it all on the stovetop, you could, but just make sure you're cooking it on the other side. You probably want to check the internal temperature of the fish. So the hash brown is really just on the top of the fish. Flip it over, and the fish is cooking from, you know, from the other side. A little salt and pepper on top of the potatoes, and what we do is when we plate a dish like this, we put the sauce down first. We sauce the plate and put the fish on top, the fish with the hash brown, and then garnish with your vegetables around. And you have a nice, great dinner, brunch, anytime. Salmon and hash brown crust. We've got a break for a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table. Talk about a salmon burger, maybe. Time can bend the
knees. Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterton-chamber.org. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Back to the table. Chef Bill's table here at WHCR-DB, Chamber Radio. So a salmon burger. I know my sister Kathy, one of her favorites at a local place is a salmon club. And simply grilled salmon filet on a ciabatta roll with the bacon, lettuce, and tomato. It's kind of a puts everything together there, right? And we've done similar sandwiches at the restaurant at Jake's with the salmon fillets. Again, more from the tail end is better for this, actually. Nice and lean, thinner piece. Done it with, the grilled asparagus lined on the bun instead of lettuce, although lettuce is fine. Raw spinach leaves would be great. A nice creamy cucumber salad would be another option. Sliced cucumbers and then a little, maybe, if you like, kind of a mayonnaise / sour cream type thing. Or just make a cucumber sour cream. Any of that would go well with the salmon. We think of smoked salmon. We do horseradish cream, right? So, with the filet, and then we would do that, the mustard barbecue would be fine for that, although a remoulade or another sauce like that would work well also. Something with capers in it, nice it's capers, of course, complement the salmon also. But the other way to do this, instead of the filet, is actually make it like a burger with the chopped salmon, You could do it by hand. The salmon will hold together fairly well. A lot of when you see some of these seafood, fish burger, tuna, things like that, call for breadcrumbs. I don't think they need it. If you're doing it in the food processor, you'd have your fish into some pieces, uniform-sized chunks, and then just pulse it two or three times. You don't really want to make it into a smooth paste. If you were making a salmon mousse, then I would say take it all the way to a paste. But you want some texture to this. So either hand-chopped or gently pulsed a couple of times in the processor. And you can form the patties. So what we like to do, we'll season them with salt and pepper, but also a little Dijon mustard. Remember, mustard is a flour, so that besides the flavor, that is enough really to bind the salmon together. If you like an herb in there, if you like dill, if you like basil, or even as simple as parsley, by all means, would do well to put some in. And you form your patties, and you could make them 4 ounce, 5 ounce, 6 ounce. If you don't have a ring mold for hamburger, or you don't have a scale, you could use an ice cream scoop. A number 10 scoop would give you about a 4 ounce burger there. Or just go by how much you started with. If you're starting with a pound of salmon and you're not really adding much to it, you know you're going to get four patties out of it. Sometimes they even used jar lids to do it. But you want to not overmix the meat. You want to just blend in the mustard, form the patties. And these are best if they're made and let chill for a little while. So you put them on some wax paper, cover them, put them in the refrigerator. So these you have ready ahead of time. They'll just, the fish will set up, it'll stay together better. Now these charcoal grill, a little bit, got to really watch it with the ground ones. I prefer to do pan fry these in a little butter or oil. And cook them fairly slowly. You want the fish probably, I mean, with salmon, you can have it medium pink. It's fine. If you prefer it well cooked, then, of course, by all means, cook it a little bit longer. But the ground salmon, sometimes, let's say, and this is raw salmon now, not cooked, you can buy salmon pieces for a little bit less money. Or say, you know, you bought a side of salmon and you cut some fillets and you have a little bit left, you want to make the burger. So either way, with the salmon fillet or with the burger, remember the roll has to balance out the texture of the burger. So you probably want a softer roll. You don't want something too chewy. The ciabatta works, or a nice potato roll. And say, garnish it. You could do the standard lettuce and tomato would do very well. We've done it with layer on three or four pieces of grilled asparagus. That would be the green. Avocado, obviously, would be a nice complement to it, to your salmon burger. But that's another way to, a little more casual, and enjoy the flavor and the benefits of salmon. Now, another dish that's become kind of a pretty popular is poke, Hawaiian dish, P-O-K-A, a P-O-K-I, rather, pronounced A. And also, we've done it with salmon. Some places might do a mix. We'll use the raw tuna, and this one calls for raw salmon. Now, when you're doing salmon, whether you're doing it for sashimi, sushi, if you want to be totally safe, you would buy something that's frozen or freeze it briefly yourself in case there's any parasites in there at all. In some municipalities now, the health department requires sushi fish to be frozen at least for 10 or 15 minutes. Get good fresh salmon. I don't think you have anything to worry about, but to be sure, again, this might be a nice use for that frozen Alaskan salmon, right? Now, for poke, and there's another Hawaiian dish called lomi lomi, and that's using cured or smoked salmon, which, of course, that's something you can eat It's ready to go. And that's simply the cured or smoked salmon, chopped, and then some diced scallions and tomatoes. There's no real dressing for it. You're just getting the liquid from the tomatoes, and let it sit for a little while. But that's the standard at luau's, I guess, right? So the poke is a soy-based. We use with the sushi tuna. We buy the sashimi, the saku blocks. And it's a fairly large cube, not small like a tartare. They say the poke is kind of taken over from salmon tartare, of course, a favorite for years on the upscale restaurant menus. So we do a soy sauce base, and normally a poke would call for some hot pepper, some chilies or sriracha, some garlic, some sugar. What I found is a good use for that Thai chili sauce that we use it for tenders and wings, but the bottled Thai chili sauce has all that in there. It's got, you know, it's got the sugar, it's got the heat, it's got the garlic. So that's an ingredient you keep in your pantry too, or in the refrigerator. It's good good to have on hand. So it's soy sauce, a little bit of that Thai chili sauce, some grated ginger, fresh. We put a little bit of sesame oil in there. And then black and white sesame seeds. So we have this blended. So this just gets mixed with the cubed fish, whether it's tuna or salmon or both. You can let it marinate for a little while, but you don't have to. It can be consumed right away. Now, we do a bowl with it and serve it over warm basmati rice. Some people like brown rice. A little diced avocado. Some grilled fruit. We use pineapple or cantaloupe. Either one works well. Seaweed, wakame salad. We drizzle a couple of sauces over. We make a wasabi mayo and the classic dynamite sauce out of the sriracha and the mayo. And we've got a great dish. Very popular. So salmon, asparagus, enjoy it. I'm going to put a shout out there. Mother's Day. Mom, happy Mother's Day. I'll call you this afternoon. And then all the other mothers, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, hope you had a great day. And we'll be back next week, Chef Bill's Table.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average now down over 600 points as China's announced its own tariff hikes on American goods, answering the ones President Trump slapped on Chinese goods effective late last week. China now saying they'll set tariffs between 5 and 25% on $60 billion of U.S. imports. A Hollywood legend has passed away.
Gonna take a sentimental journey.
Doris Day was 97. The Doris Day Animal Foundation says she passed early today at her Carmel Valley, California home. Known as the Girl Next Door, she starred in dozens of films and recorded over 650 songs in her career. Again, Doris Day was 97. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The tradition.
the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.